Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Fyodor Dostoevsky's novel, The Idiot. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book wreck you as much as it wrecked me?
Oh, absolutely. The Idiot is one of those books that stays with you. It's about Prince Mishkin, this man who returns to Russia after years in a Swiss sanatorium for epilepsy, and he's just pure. Completely honest, completely compassionate. And society calls him an idiot for it.
Right, and that's the central tragedy, isn't it? He's not actually stupid. He sees people more clearly than anyone else. During his epileptic seizures, he has these moments of perfect clarity, like he's glimpsing eternity. But that wisdom makes him unfit for the social games everyone else is playing.
Exactly. The novel opens on a train, and he meets this dark, passionate guy named Rogozin. They become bound together over a woman, Nastasia Filipovna. And right away you see the contrast. Rogozin is all-consuming desire, and Mishkin is all selfless love.
Nastasia is this incredible character. She's been kept as a mistress since she was 16, and now her former keeper wants to marry her off to this ambitious clerk, Ganya. When Mishkin sees her photograph, he doesn't see a fallen woman. He sees immense suffering and worth.
And then there's that name day party scene, which is just devastating. Rogozin shows up with 100,000 rubles, basically trying to buy her. Everyone's watching to see how she'll humiliate herself. And then Mishkin stands up and says she's not fallen, that she's pure, and he offers to marry her.
But she can't accept it. She knows she'd destroy him. So she throws the money in the fireplace and runs off with Rogozin instead. And from then on, she keeps oscillating between the two men, never able to believe she deserves Mishkin's love.
Then there's Aglaya Yupankin, this brilliant, proud young woman who falls for Mishkin precisely because he's so different. But she tests him constantly. And when Nastasia reappears, writing these anguished letters to Aglaya, things get impossibly tangled.
The climax is a meeting between the two women. Aglaya demands Mishkin choose her, leave with her immediately. But when he sees Nastasia's despair, he hesitates. And that hesitation loses him, Aglaya, forever. He chooses compassion over passion, but in doing so, he loses both.
And then the ending. Rogozin kills Nastasia. Mishkin finds them in Rogozin's dark house, and the two men lie beside her body all night. By morning, Mishkin's mind has completely regressed. He goes back to the Swiss sanatorium, a complete idiot now.
What gets me is that Dostoevsky isn't saying goodness is meaningless. He's saying the world can't handle it. Mishkin's honesty exposes everyone's lies. His compassion forces them to confront their own cruelty, and they destroy him for it.
Right. The novel asks whether a truly Christ-like person could survive in a fallen world. And the answer seems to be no. But that doesn't make Mishkin's vision wrong. It just shows how far we are from that ideal.
The takeaway for me is that goodness isn't about being effective or successful. It's about seeing people as they truly are and responding with love, even if it costs you everything. That's what Mishkin does, and I think that's beautiful, even in its failure.
If you want to explore more books like this, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. It's over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
And Sophie, I think that's the real heart of it. The book leaves us wondering if we'd even recognize true goodness if we saw it.
Exactly. The Idiot forces us to ask whether we're capable of seeing the divine in the people around us. It's a tough question, but a vital one. We'll see you in the next one.